Let us pray. Loving God, we have heard your word again this morning, your living word that speaks to us and touches us and opens us up. So, Father, we pray that as we reflect upon it for a little while, you will just come and speak to us again. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's high noon in the high rocky desert region of Samaria. The arid landscape is practically shimmering beneath the burning sun. Jesus and his disciples, weary and thirsty from a day's journeying, stop outside the city of Sychar. And Jesus sends his disciples into the city for food and waits for them in the withering heat, taking a seat near the town's well, the one made famous by his ancestor Jacob. He notices a lone woman emerging from the city gate and make her way toward the well. She's carrying a large earthenware jug balanced on her shoulder. And Jesus knows this is an odd thing, for usually women would come to the well early in the morning when the day was still cool to draw water for the day and, of course, to socialize. A great deal has been written about this woman and her supposed shady past. But before we make any hasty judgments about what this woman has been doing, what kind of past she carries with her, or how many men she has been with, we need to stop for a moment and do what Jesus does in the story, to encounter this woman on her own terms, to listen to her story and let her share with us her encounter with Jesus. We meet the woman at a well. And wells are important places in the Bible. They often form the backdrop for a drama to unfold. And in the Old Testament, we find the well as a classic setup for important points in the drama. Whenever people gather at a well, something important is about to happen. Wells are often a place of revelation, rich in spiritual and emotional meaning. It was at a well that Isaac's servant met Rebecca and knew, because she drew water for him and his camels just as he had prayed, that she was going to be Isaac's chosen wife. Moses also met his wife at a well. And it was at a well that Jacob first laid eyes on his beloved Rachel, where he kissed her and wept aloud for sheer love of her. In each of these stories, where the characters gather at a well, a thirst is quenched, a thirst for authentic love, a thirst for connection, a thirst for relationship. So in the Bible, wells can be a place of rich and unexpected encounters, a place where love is discovered, uncovered, or revealed, a place where a love story often begins. Now, reading from the New Testament, we are in Samaria at Jacob's well, and here a woman encounters Jesus. If we were there, we could maybe ask her to tell us about how a series of husbands had just cast her off, which was easy for men to do in those days. Or maybe she would tell us that tragically her husbands had all died. We don't know. Maybe she would tell us what it's like to be an outsider, a marginalized woman in a marginalized people group. She was a woman doubly excluded. Or she might have a few words to say about the women of the town who fall mysteriously silent and exchange meaningful glances whenever she comes into view. She might even tell us how one day she just stopped trying to fit in and resigned herself to being the subject of everyone's gossip. But then one day, everything changed. One day she went to draw water from Jacob's well, and she discovered that she wasn't alone. When she went out that day, there was someone waiting for her, a dusty traveller looking weary from his journey. And he spoke to her, which he shouldn't have done at all. A Jew and a Samaritan, a man and a woman, all alone at the well. The man says, "Woman, give me a drink." And a conversation begins. The meeting turns very quickly into a genuine and authentic encounter of two people, a meeting of two hearts and minds. And this conversation that Jesus has with the woman at the well is the longest that he has with anyone recorded in the Gospels. The conversation is leisurely and rich in detail. It involves an intellectual sparring match, a constant back and forward with witty word plays. And it culminates in a revelation of secrets from both sides. As it turns out, both Jesus and the woman have something to reveal. The woman comes to the well to draw water, one of the most important of her daily household tasks. But she's also emotionally thirsty for a genuine encounter. We see that from the way she jumps into the conversation and enjoys the banter back and forth, conversation with a wandering prophet. And maybe it's the first time in a long time that someone has engaged with her like that, really seen who she is. Jesus encounters her with total respect, listening carefully to her, taking seriously her spiritual inquiries. She is spiritually thirsty. And when she hears what Jesus is offering, she is immediately ready for the living water he promises. "Sir, give me this living water that I may never be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water." Usually the focus in the story is on the woman. We don't normally stop to think about Jesus' side of the story. But we can see here that Jesus is thirsty too. He's physically thirsty for a drink of water, but his divine nature is also thirsty. He thirsts to share his identity, his messiahship, his living water. God's thirst is made visible in Jesus to share God's self with the people of the world. In this story, Jesus is thirsty to share God's presence with his people. Jesus is thirsty to reveal himself in this setting to men and women who most need to hear the good news of reconciliation. In this case, the outcast Samaritans long separated from the Jews. This is the point of Jesus' emphasis in the story on his coming to bring reconciliation between Samaritans and Jews. The hour is coming and is now here when true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father seeks such as these to worship him. Jesus longs for all people to be true worshippers of the Father. He longs to share the secret of who he is with all people. And he chooses as his missionary to the Samaritans a woman at the well at noon. One encounter changes everything. A woman with no name and a hurtful past discovers that someone has found her and loved her at last. Not unlike when Jacob saw Rachel at the well and wept with love for her. All the secrets this woman thought she had to hide are laid bare in the bright noonday sun. The well becomes for a short time a place of grace and encounter, where this woman's deepest spiritual and emotional thirsts are quenched in Jesus. And Jesus has found another disciple in the Samaritan woman. He has found in her someone with eyes to see and ears to hear, a woman ready to see who he is. Not everyone wanted the water Jesus was offering. Not everyone wanted to hear who Jesus really was, the Christ. But this woman does. Her spiritual thirst gives her open ears and an open heart. And in her thirst, she laps up the living water. And she becomes one of the first Christian missionaries, a woman from Samaria, who can't wait to set down her water jug and run to tell the people that she's met the Messiah. And by the way, he's just along the road. Don't know if you remember, a few years ago, it became popular to ask, what would Jesus do? And maybe you even had one of the little bracelets that were very popular at that time with the initials WWJD. What would Jesus do? And here in this wonderful story, we have a clear example of what Jesus did do. And it's a powerful and challenging model for us. Jesus goes to where the outsiders are, and he waits patiently for their arrival. He engages in authentic encounter with those who are outside of his own social and religious group, and shows no signs of disgust or discomfort or judgment at the secrets they divulge. Jesus makes no assumptions about this woman's past, makes no assumptions about her choices or her personal morality. Instead, he encourages her to acknowledge the truth about herself and to see for herself who she really is. Not by accusing her or damning her, but by practicing the art of compassionate listening. He withholds all unnecessary judgment about her, her past, her pain, her history. Instead, he goes to meet her where she is and encounters her with an honesty and respect and a deep listening, and offers her water free of charge, no strings attached. That is Jesus' model of ministry. And I wonder if we would dare to dream of encountering one another in this radical life-giving way. Could we as a church dare to encounter one another like that within our fellowship and outside the walls of this building? When I was training to be a reader in the Church of Scotland, I served alongside the Reverend John Purvis in Dollar. And he used to say to me most mornings before worship, "Oh, my prayer is that people would come to church this morning expecting to have an encounter with the living Lord." I wonder if you've come here this morning expecting to have an encounter with the living God, the one who has seen into the very depths of our souls, who knows the very deepest thirsts of our hearts. If your heart feels like a dry well this morning, rejoice in the good news that the living water gushes forth freely and abundantly for all who thirst. We come here this morning because we want to be in a holy space, a place full of memories and sacred traditions, a place where our forefathers and mothers in the faith are still with us, still worshipping. This morning, this room is like Jacob's well, where we encounter one another as Jesus once encountered an outcast woman. We come spiritually thirsty, but with ears open, listening to one another, encountering one another, and encountering the Lord Jesus Christ. We come because we believe that the promise of living water that satisfies thirsty souls is present and is gurgling up within us, gushing toward eternal life. All of us, like the Samaritan woman, have known what it means to be thirsty, and all of us have encountered the one who offers us living water to satisfy that we will never thirst again. He is here, he is present through the Holy Spirit, waiting to pour out into our hearts, pour into our very souls, the living water that will ensure that we will never thirst again. So let us pray. Lord Jesus, the story of the woman at the well and how you encountered her has many, many layers of truth and grace. And we can only skim the surface this morning. But we thank you for this woman who was transformed in her encounter with you, who went to share with others the wonderful news that she had met the Christ. And Father, will you continue to just speak to our hearts? Would you continue to encourage us to turn to you, Lord Jesus, when we are thirsty, so that we may be filled again and refreshed again and made whole again. We thank you and we praise you this day. Amen.